Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. Sitting here on St. Patrick's Day, it's hard to believe that pro days are in full swing, and in a few more weeks they'll be shutting down, and then there'll be that calm before the storm of the 2023 NFL draft. One of the young men making their path towards that next level is the California PA standout quarterback, Noah Mitchell. 43 career games, over 10,000 yards passing, 88 touchdowns, and stands with a terrific frame at 6'4", 225. Noah, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's going really good. I appreciate you bringing me on here, letting me share some of my story and everything I got going on.
Well, we're excited to get you on. There is a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. So I'm based out of Youngstown, Ohio, and I see that you're a Euclid kid, so we're not too far from it. But from the get-go, living there near Lake Erie, were you always the bigger, better athlete? Were you always the quarterback?
So I've always played quarterback. Bigger, better athlete has never really came to me until college and training with Terry Grassetti. That's when that all came. But, I was always a quarterback. I got into football kind of late, around fifth grade, hated it, took a year off, and then fell in love with it, and here I am.
So I'm curious, what did you dislike about it from the get-go? And then vice versa, how did you fall back in love with it?
So I think it was just being young and didn't really – I mean, playing baseball was all – that was all I did. So the physicality part was what turned me off, I think, at a young age. And then sixth grade, I was kind of forced to take a year off because I broke my wrist playing on the swing set. And then that year sitting out really just made me miss the game, and watching my – friends that I was playing with and watching them continue to go on that next season made me just really miss the feeling of being out there.
Fair enough. Now, I don't want to delve too far into it because, granted, it's fifth, sixth grade, but as a baseball player, were you the pitcher?
Yeah, I played pitcher pretty much everywhere except catcher. That was the one spot I could never really fit into. A lot of my coaches wouldn't put me back there. They said just being so tall and my arm being so good, it was mostly outfield and pitching.
I love it. So you're making your way, and then I'm curious. So you got the size, you got the arm, and, checking out your bio, you have all the accolades of any high school kid, predominantly good, if you will. What other schools were looking at you, Noah, and how did you end up at Cal PA?
Yeah, so I had preferred walk-ons from University of West Virginia, and Akron wanted me to come in and walk on. I had a bunch of Division II offers from pretty much all the D2 schools in Ohio, the Finleys, the Tiffins, the Notre Dame of Ohio. But after I went to prep school, after I graduated from high school, and then after that, Cal was pretty much the only school to give me the opportunity to come in the middle of the semester. So come in right after, going into the spring semester, allow me to compete in spring ball and give me a chance to start as a freshman. So that was a big deciding factor in me going to Cal.
And then you've made the most of it, man. I mean, 43 career starts, over 10,000 yards. I mean, I'm sure no one's ever happy with, I'm sure you're thrilled with playing in your career, but those are fabulous numbers to, put your resume on. For you, what was it like just kind of getting situated with the Vulcans and just establishing yourself as a guy who's been their quarterback since you began, basically?
Yeah, no, I give a lot of that to Coach Salisbury. I mean, he knew that plan for me once I committed. He seen the commitment in me when I enrolled early into the program so that I could get a head start, learn the offense in spring ball, and he trusted me. I mean, going out there, I started every game since I've been at Cal as a true freshman, and he knew there was going to be some bumps in the road in the beginning of the season, but he stuck with me and continued to groom me into, I mean, breaking every record at that school. So, I mean, I appreciate him a lot. He made it an easy transition.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Once again, Noah Mitchell, the Cal PA standout quarterback here on the C2P. If you folks ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you can listen to this featured podcast with Noah Mitchell on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. So we bring all the guys on the program. I ask this guest, or of all our guests, if we threw you in the film room with these NFL teams, they're breaking down your tape. What are they going to love about your film and you playing quarterback?
I think they're going to love my decision-making. I mean, besides my freshman year, interceptions have been at a low and completion percentage has continued to rise. And that's just not because of me becoming a more accurate thrower, but that's the work that I put in the film room, having the confidence to go touchdown to checkdown. I mean, I have no problem going through every read, and if it just isn't there, going to the checkdown has never been a problem for me. Just trying to force balls downfield has never been an issue.
Fair enough. How about this one? What goes unnoticed? You mentioned that film study, so I would say you could put film junkie on the resume. Could have been, a team captain. Maybe you're great in the community. Maybe some of the offensive scheme didn't allow you to do certain things. I don't know, but this is your show. We do know NFL personnel. Listen, and what do they need to know that they may not necessarily see on tape?
Yeah, the thing that popped in my head immediately when you asked that question has to be my athleticism. It was something I was never really allowed to showcase in college just because of my coach having fear of injuries and playing backups and that. But I think my athleticism is something that hasn't been able to be shown and I think will be on display at my pro days. I mean, it's made tremendous leaps and bounds through my draft prep process, shocking myself with some of the numbers that I put up on my 40, my L-drill, my vertical. So I think that's going to be a big thing that's going to pop out in these upcoming weeks.
Definitely. And Pro Day right around the corner, and we'll get to that as well. Now, I believe the Commanders, the Ravens, the Titans, anybody else? I know that it could have been more, but all popped on campus to kind of pay you a visit to learn more about you. How much validation does that put in the hard work that you've done, knowing that these guys that wear the shield, the logo, if you will, are recognizing what you're doing?
It made me feel really good. In the beginning of the process, I mean, it started on kind of slow for me and not hearing anything. And it's easy to get down in those types of situations. But, I mean, I got a good supporting group around me and my family and my friends, my coaches that keep me positive. And going to the Dream Bowl and having an interview with the Ravens out there, I mean, really just, like you said, made everything feel validated, made everything feel worth it, and made everything feel like I'm on the right path.
Yeah, and it does. I'm sure. And it, like you said, there's probably lots of moments, peaks and valleys, where you're super confident, and then a couple of days go by, you might doubt, like, but yeah, that's part of it. How about this one? What's your favorite throw? You get the play, you get the call, you get to go to execute it to perfection. What's that ball that you just love to throw, you love just dropping back in that pocket, Noah, and just letting that thing just whip out of your hand?
I think my favorite throw to make is the throw that's the right one. Whatever the read dictates the throw to go to. Like I said, I've never been one to really force it to a certain player because the coverage dictates where the ball's going to go, and that's what I pride myself on is just making the right throw in every situation.
Fair enough. That's a great response. Usually, guys will give me a specific throw, but I love that. The right throw, the correct throw, the throw that's going to kind of continue the process of moving the football. You talked about your Dream Bowl. Did you get anything positive? I mean, I guess they don't usually share much. They're not going to say, hey, Noah, you're the greatest quarterback prospect we've seen and blah, blah, blah. But was there anything positive that, you've taken through these interviews from these teams that you can, you kind of pat yourself off? You might call mom and dad or your best buddy or your girlfriend or whatnot and say, hey, I got a great story to tell you.
Yeah, I think that, like every kid's dream growing up is just to have some sort of, make it to the NFL, have some sort of NFL experience. So just having those interactions with scouts and going through that interview process is a story of its own to be proud of and call back home and tell mom and dad about it. So I think that's the joy of it all.
Definitely, definitely. And for you, I'm curious about this one. in terms of your demeanor, what kind of leader are you, Noah? I mean, when third and eight, you guys need a critical play. How do you kind of keep that team in the right frame of mind? Are you a fiery leader? Or you just kind of go about your business? Can you kind of – and I know usually quarterbacks aren't in the huddle, you know, screaming and yelling and going, you know, crazy.
Right.
But can you just kind of give us a feel for what it's like to be in the huddle with you as you're leading your team down the field?
Yeah, I think the thing that my coaches have always praised me on is just being a calm, collected leader who leads by example. And in certain situations, is not afraid to raise my voice my opinion, because those are the times that teammates are going to listen the most. And I think that they trust that what I'm saying is right in each situation, because they know that I'm doing my homework, doing the correct studying that needs to be done. So when I'm speaking up, it's something that's valued, not just something that's taken as, oh, he's just yelling or screaming again. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. Excellent stuff. Once again, Noah Mitchell, Cal PA, here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft, finding out what this young man brings to this 2023 quarterback draft class. We are almost out of time, Noah, but we appreciate your time. But we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out, a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
No, let's do it.
All right. Now, you were training in Newcastle, PA at Grossetti's Performance with Terry Grossetti. Now, if you could go back to the facility and you get to be like a Freaky Friday and you get to become one of the trainers, who on staff are you going to pick to work out and put them through a little hell like they've put you through hell the last few months?
I think it's definitely going to be Terry Grossetti, the head of it all. the workouts that he puts us through, I mean, have been insane. If I had to pick one, I think I'm throwing him right on the sled, let him go through one of those sled days that he puts us through, and let him feel the aftermath of those.
I love it. And the thing about Terry is I think he would want you to pick him. Like, he just has that bulldog mentality. I mean, he wants to be
extremely
challenged.
Competitive.
So, yeah, that's it. Yeah, again, and it rubs off on you guys. I think you guys get the benefit of that because he wants you to work as hard as he wants to be pushed himself. How about this one? This might be a little bit of a are we more likely to see Noah Mitchell as the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
I'm going to have to go with lead singer of a boy band. I mean, those shower singing skills, I believe, are unmatched. Definitely number one pick in the draft when it comes to the shower singing.
I love it, Noah. Fantastic job. And the final one is we count down the days towards April 27th, April 28th, and April 29th of the 2023 NFL Draft. I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends awaiting to find out where you're going to land, to hear your name called. Who is the best cook in your family, Noah, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate your next football journey?
Yeah, so on that one, I mean, that's a pretty easy one. My father is, I mean, tremendous cook, has a restaurant with the Cleveland Metro Parks downtown, and his ribs are something that he's known for throughout the family. I mean, whenever there's family events that we gather together, it's, Sam, Dad, when are you bringing the ribs? You know what I mean? Like, the sauce, the tenderness, the way that he prepares them, those unmatched.
Well, so I'm up in the Metro Parks all the time. So where is it, and what's it called?
Okay, so it's Merwin's Wharf. It's downtown, kind of by, I want to say it's the East Bank of the Flats, down there, Merwin's Wharf.
Okay. Oh, excellent. Well, next time I'm up there, I'm going to have to make it a point to stop there and check that out. Hey, Noah, listen, I know it was kind of short notice and you got a lot going on between training and getting your rest, and just you got a big week ahead of you next week. But, hey, we'd like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level, my friend.
Thank you, Bo. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on here.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Noah Mitchell, the standout QB from Cal PA. Remember, I mean, Roland Rivers, Slippery Rock, he was in the Steelers camp. I think the Edinburgh kid we had from the PSAC as well, Trevor Harris. Lots of PSAC kids. I mentioned Eric Cush and Rontez Miles and a couple other Falcons. This kid has a lot of talent, and I love his true freshman, 43 career games, 10,000 yards. And the big thing about this kid is 6'4", 225. A lot of these small school kids, they might be absent of those big-time numbers in terms of measurements. Any kid that's going to be 6'4", 225, you're going to make those scouts take a double look. They're going to want to look at you again. Hopefully, he'll get that Pitt Pro Day audition next week to perform an all-front of 30 two NFL teams.
This has been a C2P exclusive.